Joining me now for this segment of the Sunday Spin is State Senator Matt Murphy, Republican from Palatine. And Senator Murphy is in the final days of his service in the General Assembly. Senator Murphy having decided to step down on September 15th. Senator, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure, Rick. Thanks for having me.
So I know you were watching some college football yesterday.
Yes, I was.
Were you happy with the result?
I was very happy with the result. My Hawkeyes took it to the Iowa State Cyclones. I enjoyed that thoroughly. it's a good day. Hopefully the Bears can make it a complete football weekend.
We're rooting for the Bears. I'm just not optimistic about the Bears. Let me put it that way. Well,
that's reasonable, but it's the morning of game one. I'm still drinking the Kool-Aid.
Well, it's true. They're in first place. We can say that right now. The Bears are in first place, but we'll see how long that lasts.
Right.
Senator, I wanted to have you on. You've been a great friend of the show for these 3 years that we've been on, and I have to say, I think there's going to be a lot of regrets that you're no longer going to be a member of the General Assembly.
Well, it's been a great ride, and I've always appreciated working with you, Rick, and being able to be on the show and talking to you, too, for the paper. You've always given me a chance to get to my side or our side of things out, and I've really appreciated it. It's just been a blast to be able to get to do this for going on 10 years, and I will certainly miss it, duty calls, as they say, and I've yet to...
Well, maybe you want to elaborate on why you're stepping down.
Yeah, it's really as simple as... my wife and I have four kids, and I've got two of them in college now, two more on the way, and, we've got three weddings to pay for. Someday we'd like to be able to retire, and at a certain point in life, I guess it was time for me to finally grow up. I made it to 46 without having to grow up. It's not a bad run.
Well, the General Assembly will help grow you up, won't it?
There's some debate about that.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point.
No, it's been, having the chance to serve in the General Assembly has been certainly the honor of my professional life. And it's been a great opportunity. It's been getting to know the people who are involved in the process, getting to work with people. I think a lot of times people don't realize how well we actually, on a personal level, do get along in this business. And, I think for the most part, the people that are down there are there for the right reasons. They want to do the right thing. We don't always agree on what the right thing is, and, that's okay. It's a big state. It's a diverse state with a lot of different interests. I do think for the most part, people are down there trying to do the right thing. Hopefully in the coming years, Governor Rauner and the legislature can have some success at making the state more prosperous, making it easier for people to do better here than we have seen in the last few years.
When you look
really the last generation, frankly.
Well, when you look back at your tenure in the General Assembly, what changes have you seen in the political environment and in the legislative environment?
Well, the level of polarization that you see and we have seen for a while in Washington is starting to get visited upon Springfield as well. And I attribute some of this, frankly, to the issue of redistricting. When you create districts where the only way, they're drawn for one party or the other. And the only way you can lose your seat is in a primary. You are sort of you're held at the whim of the majority of your party, so to speak, or a faction of your party. And right now on both sides, Democrats, with, you saw it this year with Bernie Sanders, and on the Republican side, we've seen it for a while. There's a disincentive a lack of interest in some people in compromise and cooperation and actually governing. And so to the extent that, there's a disincentive to doing that because of the way your district is drawn, it polarizes the process a little bit more, makes it a little harder to be successful. I mean, we've seen Washington almost completely paralyzed by that. Springfield's not quite there, but, you've seen that visited on Springfield a little bit more, and I'm not sure that's really healthy. So it was kind of disappointing to see the Supreme Court throw out the redistricting proposal, because I just think it makes for better government, and it's far more respectful to voters to allow them to choose who's going to represent them rather than have the legislature choose who their voters.
We're speaking with State Senator Matt Murphy, Republican from Palatine. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin.
This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, and joining me on the phone is State Senator Matt Murphy, Republican from Palatine. And, Senator, before the break, you were talking about the issue of redistricting, and yes, we had that Supreme Court ruling that struck from the ballot the proposal to try to get some of the politics removed out of the drawing of district map lines every 10 years following the federal census. And, one thing is the majority of the court, it was 4-3 decision, Democrat decision. I get frustrated. You say that has brought a lot of this kind of increased polarization along partisan lines in Springfield. And, I've told people for years that back when I would get off the plane from covering a presidential candidate, most of those reporters were based in Washington, and, the perpetual campaign continues there. I was relieved to be able to come back to Illinois, where there was still a semblance of statesmanship and the understanding and the need along on both sides that you've got to get things done, you have to accomplish things, and to see this in kind of this increased kind of polarization, I find to be very troubling, and as well as the fact of the fact that we are in a perpetual campaign.
Yeah, well, look, there is. This isn't, and I think this is an important point, this isn't all just sort of a partisan battle, say between the governor and the speaker. There is a legitimate, I think, philosophical difference to some extent between the two sides about the best way to move the state forward. Illinois has languished and underperformed substantially economically for years. And the notion that we can afford to keep doing what hasn't worked to date and think somehow that it's going to get better strikes me as crazy. And I think, the governor came in expressly to try to do something differently. It's not unreasonable for Democrats to say, well, we don't agree, Governor, with how you want to do things. We don't agree with how you want to move the state forward. That's perfectly fine. But I do think it's incumbent upon the Democrats to say, we don't like the way the governor wants to do it. Here's our plan to do it. I don't know what the speaker's plan is to move the state forward, other than, put the income tax back up to 5 or wherever he wants it and keep, doing what we already tried. It didn't work before, so I don't know why anybody would have any confidence that it worked this time. So part of this, there's a legitimate philosophical difference. The governor wants to do things that are anathema to Democrats. I can respect that, but offer up an alternative vision for how the state needs to move forward so that the people can ultimately decide in elections like we're going to have in November, which path they want to go down. But to just obstruct the governor that they all put in, for the sake of obstruction, I hope that doesn't continue because it's not in the interest of the state.
No, I mean, we've seen Democratic State Senator Daniel Biss has done kind of a series of videos and things to propose an alternative, which you can agree or disagree with what he's proposing as an alternative, but at least he's presenting an alternative.
That's exactly right. And you're right. But that stands out because it's the only example of that I'm aware of.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, we've been kind of on maintenance level for so long that and it's a maintenance level that's unsustainable.
Right. No, I mean, things need to change in Springfield. And again, I go back to that was the whole point of Bruce Rauner running for governor. And I think that was what the people said when they put him in there, that things need to change. What those things are, hash that out, but do something that puts us on a different trajectory than we've been on, because, the path that Illinois has been on isn't acceptable. It doesn't produce enough opportunity for people. And it's, frankly, the main reason that we are seeing people leave the state to go other places.
When we look ahead to the November 8th elections and we look at the legislative races, and of course, going to your point about redistricting, a number of them, I believe about 60% or so, there is no alternative choice on the ballot, either Republican running in a Republican district or a Democrat running in a Democrat-drawn district. I mean, there are some targeted districts, and we're seeing an unprecedented amount of money being poured into these legislative races. And, of course, we talk about it on a large scale that this is some kind of the outcome will be determinant whether it's a proxy war between Governor Rauner and Democratic Speaker Madigan. But do you really think voters are taking it to that level?
Well, I think they will, actually. People are much more aware of Springfield in recent years than they used to be. They're much more aware of the impact that Springfield can have on their lives. I think people are far more aware, say, of Speaker Madigan than they ever were. You mentioned the money. There is it's unprecedented the amount of money that both sides have in this election season. But it's not just a record that they broke by a little bit. I mean, it is just an astronomical leap in spending on state legislative races. So
is that a good thing? When you talk about, 118 House seats and 59 Senate seats, and you're looking at spending of over $1 million in a number of these contests?
That, to me, I buy into the notion of money as speech in these races that the Supreme Court has held. And I this is really important. And to the extent that voters can be made more aware of things, now you can debate whether or not they're substantively made more aware of anything with campaign spending. But to the extent that things get these races more on voters' radar and gives them more of an opportunity to think about the race in their district, I think that's a good thing. I think we need more and more focus on Springfield. It's because what happens or doesn't happen there really matters for the future of the state. And I think the more people focus on that fact and figure out what kind of government they want there and then go vote accordingly, the better chance we have of this state becoming what it could be.
I agree. It gives a greater focus on probably, what folks up here, it's the legislature, Springfield, it's just this kind of amorphous, there's no connection to it, most definitely, for most people here in the Chicago area. But at the same time, when you start spending that kind of money, too, and some of the advertising, can definitely be a turnoff.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, I mean, modern elections, I mean, you know, in Illinois at the presidential level has been a flyover state, you know, so, or really more of an ATM. Candidates from both parties
yes.
come in, raise a bunch of money here, and then
I believe we have one Mr. Trump coming tomorrow to Bolingbrook.
Ah, well, there you go. So you have, you know, and then the money will go get spent in Ohio or Florida or, you know, whatever pivotal state. So, you know, we're usually spared the nonstop commercials in that regard. But, yeah, I mean, people in those states, or Wisconsin had, you know, with the recall elections and all the gubernatorial elections in a short period of time, people up there, you know, were pulling their hair out by the end of that, listening to the ads. And that certainly is an expected outcome. But they were also making, you know, again, they were making decisions about how their state was going to go forward. And while it's a nuisance and it's annoying, and maybe those commercials aren't as substantive as some of us wish they could be all the time, they do focus people's attention on the fact that there's an election going on and it's important. And maybe people don't listen all the way to the end. They make up their mind at some point and tune those commercials out. But I think they play a role in helping people pay attention to what's going on.
And I know you will continue to pay attention to what's going on in Springfield. State Senator Matt Murphy, Republican from Palatine, thank you so much for joining the show. Thank you for being on several times to present the Republican side of the aisle. I appreciate it very much.
It's always been my pleasure, Rick. Thanks very much for having me.
We'll be back with more right after this.